Excited this morning?
Yes.
Are you excited for the message?
Yes.
I have some good news for you. I want to talk to you this morning about, it's a question actually. How do we handle the ingredients for building a healthy church? How do we handle the ingredients for building a healthy church? Friends, let me share something with you. A good church, a healthy church, is not a busy church. I have been running different kinds of church during my ministry, starting in Brazil and here. And I have learned from God that busy church doesn't build a healthy church. Some churches, they are so busy that they don't have even time to love each other.
Yeah.
Because they are very busy. In opposite, it's the same. Idle church doesn't move. You know a church that everybody's running. Good morning. See you next Sunday.
Right,
if you're still alive. I will see you next Sunday if you're still alive. But a healthy church is a church that do things, but at the same time, don't forget love. Don't forget attention. Don't forget sharing. Don't forget all kind of this stuff that brings people in. Because friends, let me tell you something. Outside the church, there are lots of people that they are looking for a place like this. I'm not saying physical environment like this, where they're going to be loved, where they will see people spending time with them, where they will see people, you know, investing their lives in them. So God is helping us today to build a great church. I don't know your experience about church before, but in this church, we don't say Sunday morning is everything. Sunday morning is a good time for worship, to have fellowship, to you know, develop some new relationship, to have communion, to worship the Lord, to do everything we do on Sunday morning. However, Sunday morning, only Sunday morning is not enough to build a healthy church. As individual, I would say, you will never be a strong Christian just hearing Sunday morning's message. That's why we spend time discipling people. We spend time on Wednesday night in our Master Life course, which has been great. We have about 10 people doing this course now. Five-month course. So in December, in January, we are going to do a new graduation. Amen?
Amen.
So, yes, last night we spent time with couples in the church. So some married couples, they came to receive some instructions. We spoke about forgiveness, the gift of forgiveness. So as a church, we are here to equip you in some way that you are going to be better as an individual. You're going to be better as a church. We are going to reach the lost. We are going to touch people's hearts. Because this is what the church is all about. If we don't touch people's heart, we are just a social meeting. And we are not here to do a social meeting. There are better organizations to do that. Lions Club, you know? These guys, they do a very nice community center here. If you come here, every day you can socialize. But as a church, we are not here. Even though we do this also, we are not here just to socialize. We are here to serve one another. Can I hear amen?
Amen.
I'm going to say again, we are here to serve one another.
Amen.
And together, serving God.
Amen.
This is a healthy church. Amen? So how do we handle the ingredients for building a healthy church? I want to read just one verse today. Matthew 16, verse 18. The word that Jesus said to Peter about church. Matthew 16, verse 18. I love to hear this noise about paper. We don't hear this too much nowadays, isn't it? Just devices. Matthew 16, 18 says, "And I also say to you that you are Peter," Jesus talking to Peter, to Simon Peter. "And I also say to you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it."
Amen.
I'm going to read again. Jesus said to Peter, "You are Peter, and on this rock," when he said on this rock, he was talking about himself, not Peter. Peter is not the rock. I'm going to explain now. Okay? Jesus said, "You are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it." Amen?
Amen.
Friends, nothing can prevail against the church of God.
Amen?
Amen? When we are a church, we are invincible. Nobody can touch us. Nobody can, you know, can do something against us and we'll prevail. It's horrible when some people, they stand up against some church. Because the justice of God is so high level towards the church. Even though the church is not perfect, but the church is the bride of Christ. Hello? The church is the bride of Christ. So anyone that stands against the bride of Christ, what should you do? What should you do, Josh, if somebody comes to Vanessa and starts to bother her?
Wow, you're gonna show your arms, not your tattoos, but your arms. You're gonna show some videos that you are lifting 200 kilos. Mind your head, man. Isn't it? So the church is the same. Anyone that stands against church will suffer because Jesus will go after him. I remember many years ago, I'm not saying we are here killing people, okay? Church doesn't kill anyone. Alright? But many years ago, we were doing some vigil in the church. Prayer and worship. And one lady close to the church was complaining about the noise. But we checked this. The noise was not so bad. It's just to close your windows and your doors, and you're going to be okay. But do you know what? That lady was always complaining about something against the church. And we just pray, "Lord, we bless her. Just forgive her. But do your will." In a few months, we knew that lady died.
And then we start to do video every night. No, I'm joking. I'm not saying as a church we killed her. But anyone that stands against church needs to be prepared to suffer the attack. Because they are attacking the bride of Jesus Christ. Another thing, some people say, I love God, I love this stuff, I'm very spiritual, I pray every day, but church is not for me. Another deceiving stuff. Some people say they had some bad experience in the church, so then they say, no, I still believe in God, I still do my prayer, but church is not for me. I don't like this stuff. Because church is very fake. Some people inside are not in this church. You guys are all perfect.
We know that, thank you.
You know? But how can you love Josh and hate Vanessa? How can you love Josh and hate Rose? How can you love me and hate my wife? How can you say, I have a good relationship with God, but church is not for me? It's His bride. We have to love Jesus' bride. We have to love the church. Because Jesus talks about the church all the time. That's why He came. He came to save the lost. And all the saints together means the church. Amen? So in the Old Testament, we don't see any Hebrew words that could be translated into church. The closest words we can find in the Old Testament are assembly and congregation, which were related to Israel as a nation. However, in the New Testament, the word church translated from the Greek, ecclesia, appears about 114 times. As Christians, we actually need to understand the meaning of the word church. As it's there, a lot of misconceptions about what the church is all about. For a better visualization, friends, let's make a parallel between running the church and working with a MATLAB graphic. Do you know MATLAB graphic?
Yes.
Okay. MATLAB means matrix laboratory. Matrix laboratory. This is MATLAB. MATLAB. All right? You have seen this in the school. You have seen this in your job, maybe. All right? When your boss come and say, oh, our company was good here, but this month we are in this way. So you have seen this graphic somewhere. So we can run the church using MATLAB. All right? I'm going to explain. Building the church using MATLAB graphic is the act of running the church in two different axes. All right? Each one of these lines we call axis. However, producing the common result. Two lines working in different ways, but bringing results to the same thing. In our case, for the church, or the company you work for. So having said that, let's see how to run a church using MATLAB. First axis, each one of these lines is called axis. So first axis is the meaning of the word. The meaning of the word. This is the horizontal line, okay? The meaning of the word. Ecclesia is the original name of the church in Greek. That means calling out. Wait a minute, Pastor. Are you saying the name of the church is called calling out? What are we doing in this place? for so many years, I tried to bring people in. But one day I understood that coming to church or serving church is calling people out, not in. So should we stop on Sunday morning, sir? No, of course not. We come in this place on Sunday to worship the Lord. However, after this 1 hour and a half service, we go out to be a church.
Amen.
Yes. On Sunday morning, we come to worship Him. We come to celebrate Him. We come to express love to each other. After 1 hour, 2 hours here in this place, we are called out to be a church. Okay? So, we normally say, let's go to church. Or let's go to the church. But actually, God is calling us to be a church, not just to go to church. Could you tell somebody? God called you not to just come to church, but to be a church. Yeah. So church means calling out and not gathering in. So when we gathering in this place, we are not a church. We are congregation. Church is when the service finished and we go out. Then we start to become a church. Amen? You're going to be a church in your job. You're going to be church in your house. You're going to be church among your neighborhood. You're going to be church. You're going to be church there, everywhere. Could be a rap, isn't it? So the Old Testament talks about congregation, referring to Israel as a nation. But in the New Testament, we see church referring to believers and disciples. Say with me, believers and disciples.
Believers.
Believers and disciples in whom the strength is in. So we get together here full of the fire of God. And when we are here inside this place worshiping the Lord, your feeling must be, I can't wait to go out and burn somebody else. I can't wait to go out and reach the lost. I can't wait to go out during the week and save somebody. Because we are not here actually to save people. We are here to worship the Lord. Of course, some people come to the service. We do altar call. People come to the front. They accept Jesus. Fine. I love when this happens, when we have salvation in the end of the service. But actually, the mission, the great commission, saving the lost, is when you leave those doors. If the church is just an hour and a half that we are together on Sunday morning, we are so weak. We are so weak. Sunday morning, friends, is just a time to celebrate Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
But when you leave those doors, you have to say, now let me be a church. Let me share everything I received inside. Because the name of the church, the word church, doesn't mean gathering in. It means calling out. Are you with me?
Yes.
Are you coming next Sunday?
Yes.
Of course. So, this church that we call church actually is our gathering. And we are all called to be out and preaching the gospel, making disciples, baptizing people. And diligently, we spread the good news.
Amen.
Of Jesus Christ. What amazing time when we have a word with our neighbors. A word with somebody that comes to us in the bus, in the train, or in our job. You can have a lunch with somebody. Friend, when somebody in your job say,
what time are you going out for lunch? Oh, 1 o'clock. Can I come with you? Wow. That's the time, man. The Holy Spirit is just putting the ball in the mark just for you to kick and score. Easy. Because the person is asking for you to say something about church, about Jesus, about your experience with Him. Okay? So, spreading diligently the gospel is exactly what we do in this place. We teach on Sunday morning. Amen?
Amen.
Do you learn something on Sunday morning here?
Yeah.
Okay? We train you on Wednesday night. We give some discipleship, encouraging words, words of hope, words of strength. So as a church, friends, we and me, we as pastors, we are doing as much as we can to equip you and make you strong to be a good church outside. Our goal is not to see you being a great church here. We have good people that they serve here every Sunday morning. If you come here at 9, you're going to see a group of people doing lots of things. Yola is the first one that comes. She starts to prepare the breakfast. Every time you come through these doors, you see, not Yola, you see croissants. And donuts. Today I said to her, you are perverting us. Because there are lots of stuff not good for your belly, even though I ate it. But God will forgive me. I will resist next Sunday. Okay? Another one, Chase is here setting up cameras and preparing the broadcast. Because we are not just talking to you here. There are some people, they watch us by the internet live, and some other people, they watch later. It's amazing. We have a virtual church there. So we can touch different people. The worship team, they come early, they start to tune their instrument to prepare for worship. But everything we do, friends, is actually to be good serving God in the service. However, when we leave those doors, we are not another person. Some people think that they need to be holy here. Friends, here is easy to be holy. Easy to be holy. But outside, when they offer you wrong money, outside, when they ask you to lie, outside, when they offer you some pornographic stuff, outside, when you are tempted to do something that you don't learn about here in this place, that is the time to be a church and say, listen, thank you for your offer, but I don't do this stuff. Thank you for that, but I don't use this stuff. I don't play this game. Okay? Because I am the church. I am the church. And that's our identification. So God is calling people that is decided not just to come to church. Because this place is not a church. This place is a home. Church is you and me. Can you understand this? I'm shocking you. Oh, this is not a church. It's not because we have a sign outside, Sunrise Church, this place is a church. Otherwise, if you have a Sunrise sticker in your car, it can be a church. You can do a service inside of your car. Inside my car is possible.
Mini cell group,
yeah. Alright? So the sign outside doesn't mean too much. It's good if you have. We have people in the church that they came just because they saw too much stickers in cars in Hamburg. They said, I need to see this place.
Yeah, surprise here. Rita passing by here. Rose passing by here. Caroline passing by here. Yeah, I need to come to it. I need to come to this, yeah? It's too much stickers in front of it. It's a marketing. This is a marketing, not church. Alright? This is the way to show off our mark and attract people. Alright? But believers and the church are people that they come, they gather together, they get some strength, and they leave actually to work as a church, to be a church. When you help somebody, when you pray for somebody in the street and they are healed, when you visit somebody and take some food because they are in difficulties, when you give someone a lift, go take someone into the court just to be a friend, to support, you are a church. Things that we do during the week, we are this horizontal line of the MATLAB. We are working our mission. Say with me, our mission. Number two is the second axis. The second axis is Jesus' declaration about Peter and himself. It's a vertical line. Jesus said to Peter, "You are Petros," because Peter in Greek is Petros. And Petros mean not rock. Petros is a fragment of rock. Can you understand this? So Jesus, in the original word, Jesus said, "You are Petros, and on this rock I will build my church." So Jesus is the whole thing, and Petros is part of this whole thing. Amen?
Amen.
So Jesus said, "You are Petros." Peter means Petros. "You are Petros." Petros means fragment of rock. And Jesus is the rock, the whole thing. Amen? And he said, "Peter, you are Petros, a little part of me. And I am the rock. And on this rock, I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it." Amen?
Amen.
So this is the vertical line of the MATLAB. So the church works here. This is not Sunday morning, friends. This is the whole church working. Coming on Sunday morning, coming on Wednesday, coming for the cell group, visiting people everywhere, blessing people, praising people, praying for people everywhere. We are working as a church in our mission, in this axis. Axis number one. And axis number two guides us into Jesus' declaration. "I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it."
Amen.
That's why nobody, say with me, nobody.
Nobody.
Say nobody hating somebody. Nobody. Nobody can stand against this church. Nobody can stand upon before my bride, because I love her.
Amen.
And when Jesus said about church, he's not saying Sunrise Church or Assembly of God or Baptist. He's saying his church. The whole church in the globe. The global church. Amen?
Amen.
So, "I will build my church." So Jesus is building his church here, there, and everywhere. Amen?
Amen?
So, but we are all part of the same thing. We are all fragment of the same rock. Can I hear amen?
Amen.
Amen? So, Petros means fragment of rock. Jesus was revealing himself as the rock. Therefore, he is the foundation of the church. And only on him can the church experience the spiritual realm. Only in Jesus, who is the rock, we can experience in the spiritual realm. Have you been in a church that you go, you come in, and you leave worse than you came? Nothing happened. You didn't feel anything. It's the church that is not revealing spiritual realm anymore. It's the church that is not connected with the Lord anymore. It's the church that is not according to the will of God. They lost vision. They lost the way. They lost the pattern. They lost the line. So when, friends, just to conclude now, when we adjust both axes, first one, the previous one, when we adjust this first axis, then, next slide please, then we can see something getting there. Everything you can see here, all these graphics, very nice graphic, just start with two lines. Two lines, you can build it. All right? So, how can we build a healthy church, a good church? Using two axes. The mission of the church in a horizontal way, and the calling of God in a vertical way. Relationship with God. Being closer to God more and more, as much as we can. And knowing that He is the rock. He is the rock. And we as a church, we are fragments of this rock. Amen? When we adjust both axes in good levels, we actually get this healthy balance between them. We can build some nice pictures, nice images. So horizontal and vertical direction must work in different directions, however working for the same thing. Relationship with God and intimacy with God. Relationship with God, intimacy with God, and the church mission. We can build any nice figure, any nice picture, any nice design. Our strategies plus God's provision, we can run a church. So friends, let me tell you something. I was talking to a pastor, a friend of mine, he's from Germany. He's in London now, and he said to me, listen, we are struggling about something. I asked him, how is the church in Germany going? He said, oh wow, I have been away for a long time. My son was in the hospital for a long time doing a very serious operation. And we are okay, but we could be well, we could be better. And he said one thing that my ears heard it and it's receiving echo until now. He said, we have money, because his church is about 70 years old church, Baptist church. He said, we have money, but money is not everything. Money is not everything. The rock must be there. The anointing must be there. The pastor must be there. The experience must be real every day. The service must be a live service. So there are some implications for the church be a good church. Not just a gathering. Not just having money in the bank, which we don't have. I almost said to him, you have what we have. We don't have. You have what we don't have. Right? Those who are close to us know that we struggle financially, because it's not easy to run a church in the way we run, with no many people, still a small church, you know, small church, small resources. Okay? But we never said, I'm not gonna do this. We stop doing this because we lack money. We still do those things. Because money is not my problem. is His promise. He is our provider. I'm here to work for Him, not to go around and provide money. I'm not this kind of guy. I'm not good on it. My thing, my call, is to come here, encourage you to be a church. Everything else, resources, money, buildings, everything we need, God will provide at the right time.
Amen.
Amen?
Amen.
So how can we handle these ingredients for building a healthy church? Let's work in those two directions. Working in the horizontal way and working in our relationship with God. In both directions, we can build a very nice, I'm not going to say color church. No. We don't play this game. But it's a nice church. Very fervorous church. Passionate church. Remember when I spoke about passion? Are you still in passion?
Yes.
Are you still in passion? Let's all stand up right now. In the name of Jesus. Strength enough to go out